Easter's Five Fatal Flaws, written by Wyatt Cieselka, read by Shane Browning. Millions of sincere Christians will soon attend Easter sunrise services, supposedly celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. However, one of Satan's greatest deceptions is in deceiving sincere people into worshiping a false Jesus on Easter Sunday. See Revelation 12, verse 9. Easter Sunday does not honor Jesus. In fact, celebrating Easter greatly displeases him, as do all idolatrous and heathen practices. See Isaiah chapter 1, verse 14. Do you unknowingly worship a false Jesus? Do you plan to participate in Easter sunrise worship services this year, which are rooted in what your Bible calls abominable paganism? If you really love Jesus, then you should not. Let us briefly review five fatal flaws of Easter. 1. Jesus was not resurrected Sunday morning. A careful study of scriptures reveals that Jesus was in the tomb exactly 3 days and 3 nights as he promised he would be. To deny this is to reject Christ's one and only claim to be the Messiah. See Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 and 40. Jesus died on a Wednesday afternoon just before the annual Sabbath known as the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. He was buried and then resurrected 72 hours later just before the end of the weekly Sabbath, near the end of the day, on Saturday. 2. Sunrise worship services are indeed found in your Bible, and they are condemned as pagan abominations to God. Sunrise worship was an integral part of the Babylonish mystery religion and was core in worshiping Semiramis and her infant son Tammuz. Semiramis claimed that Tammuz was Nimrod reborn as the Messiah. Later, Semiramis was represented as the goddess Astarte or Ishtar, the Queen of Heaven. Read Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 14 through 16, where the glory of the Lord shows the ancient Israelites committing an abomination by weeping for Tammuz during sunrise worship services. See verse 16. Worship of Semiramis, quote, the mother of God, unquote, and Tammuz, a counterfeit Messiah, continues today in the form of Easter sunrise services. 3. Your Bible sternly condemns anyone who adopts pagan practices, regardless whether or not someone claims that they keep these customs to honor Jesus. Jeremiah 10 verse 2 commands us to, quote, learn not the way of the heathen, unquote, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 15 demands that we do not follow the, quote, traditions of men, unquote. 4. Claiming we somehow honor Jesus by pagan practice simply defies common sense and sound reason. Analogies are rarely entirely adequate, but consider this question. If you knew that your human father enjoyed steak and potatoes as a special dinner and that he hated ham sandwiches, but you refused to make steak and potatoes for him and instead kept making him ham sandwiches, could a rational person really argue that you are honoring or loving your human father by continually trying to serve him ham sandwiches? God has shown how he wants to be worshipped through his weekly Sabbath and annual biblical holy days. Yet, while perhaps well-intended, many supposed Christians and supposed Christian ministers and priests reject God's holy days and claim to show their love for their Lord and their Heavenly Father by continually trying to serve him with what he calls revolting, pagan, and abominable. Jesus asked these people, quote, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say, unquote. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. 5. Finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, and Revelation chapter 22, verse 15, condemn those who practice these pagan and idolatrous customs as not being allowed in the kingdom of God. For much more about the origins of Easter and what God says about true, righteous worship, please order the eye-opening booklet, Easter, The Untold Story, today. For those who desire to learn how to truly please and honor their Lord and Heavenly Father by observing the biblical holy days, which are just around the corner in April, please study the detailed booklet, The Holy Days, God's Master Plan.